All right, so are you ready to dive into some serious political intrigue today? We're going to be unpacking President-elect Trump's decision to nominate Representative Matt Gaetz for Attorney General. This isn't just another cabinet pick, right? This is about who will lead the entire Department of Justice. We've got a mountain of sources, news articles, expert opinions. Social media has been blowing up, and they're all buzzing about this bold move. So what happens when a political firebrand, known for shaking things up, is tapped for one of the most powerful positions in the country? Well, let's find out.
It's really interesting, you know, when you see how Gates's nomination fits into a larger pattern we're seeing. Trump's cabinet selections, just look at some of the names that are being floated: Hegseth, Gabbard, Musk, Ramaswamy, Rubio, Waltz. I mean, these aren't your typical Washington insiders, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like he's assembling a team of power players, each with a reputation for, getting things done,
Yeah.
for challenging the status quo. What's the overall strategy here?
Well, if you look closely, there's a common thread among these individuals: a commitment to bold action and a willingness to disrupt established systems. They all share a vision for a leaner, more efficient government, one that's less focused on bureaucracy and more focused on getting results.
And Trump specifically highlighted Gates' experience on the House Judiciary Committee, his role in pushing back against the Russia investigation, and his efforts to expose what Trump calls government corruption. But it's that phrase, weaponization of the justice system, that really caught my eye.
Yeah, that's a crucial point. I think it reflects a broader concern among many Americans that the justice system has been used as a political tool rather than a neutral arbiter of the law. Gates has been a vocal critic of what he sees as overreach by the DOJ, and his nomination suggests a potential shift in how the department operates.
He's certainly been outspoken about his views on reforming the administrative state.
Right.
Remember that powerful speech he gave, in which he talked about holding federal agencies accountable and streamlining their operations.
Absolutely. Gates has argued that certain agencies have become bloated and unaccountable, straying from their original mandates. He believes in a more limited role for the federal government, with a focus on individual liberty and free markets. So his appointment could signal a significant departure from the way the DOJ has traditionally operated.
Okay, so we've got this vision for a leaner, more accountable government, with Gates as the point person for justice reform. But, and let's be real here, this nomination hasn't exactly been met with universal applause, has it? There's been some serious pushback, especially from Democrats and liberal commentators.
Well, sure, but that's to be expected in today's highly polarized political climate. Any nominee who represents a departure from the status quo is going to face scrutiny and opposition.
Right, and we've seen some pretty strong reactions, with some critics questioning Gates' qualifications and expressing concerns about potential abuse of power.
Well, it's important to remember that these concerns are often rooted in a fundamental disagreement about the role of government. Those who favor a more expansive role for government, with robust regulation and oversight, are naturally going to be wary of someone like Gates, who advocates for a more limited approach.
And of course, you have the loyal Trump supporters who see this as a victory, a sign that he's serious about fulfilling his campaign promises and bringing about real change.
Exactly. For those who voted for Trump, Gates's nomination is a clear signal that he's not backing down from his agenda. Despite facing opposition from established political forces, they see Gates as a fighter, someone who isn't afraid to challenge the status quo and stand up for what he believes in.
So we've got this clash of ideologies, this sense of anticipation and uncertainty. But the million-dollar question is, can Gates actually get confirmed? It seems like even some Republicans are hesitant about this nomination.
Yeah, the Senate confirmation process is rarely a smooth ride, especially for someone as outspoken as Gates. There are bound to be some bugs along the way.
Yeah, I've seen reports of some senators expressing skepticism, even within his own party. Some are saying he's too controversial that he'll face an uphill battle.
Yeah, well, it's true that Gates has his detractors, but it's important to remember that he also has a strong base of support, both within Congress and among the American people. He's known for his ability to connect with voters, to articulate his vision in a way that resonates with their concerns.
Right, and his supporters argue that his willingness to challenge the status quo, that's exactly what's needed in Washington. They're tired of business as usual, and they want someone who will shake things up.
Precisely. Gates's supporters view him as a breath of fresh air, someone who's not afraid to speak his mind and fight for what he believes in. They see him as a champion of the people, someone who will stand up to the special interests and the entrenched bureaucracy.
But what about this House ethics investigation that was hanging over his head? Could that derail his nomination?
Oh, actually, that's no longer a factor. Gates's resignation from the House effectively ends that investigation. The House no longer has jurisdiction.
So that removes one potential obstacle. But the Senate confirmation is still a major hurdle.
It certainly won't be easy. But Gates has faced tough challenges before and come out on top. He's a skilled communicator and a tenacious fighter. Don't underestimate his ability to win over skeptics and build consensus.
And there's also been talk of a possible recess appointment. If the Senate tries to block his confirmation, Congressman Massey even said something like, "Recess appointments, he's the attorney general, suck it up."
Well, the Constitution does allow for recess appointments, which would allow the president to appoint Gates without Senate approval. It's a controversial move, but it's been used by presidents in the past when faced with Senate opposition.
Right, and Senator Thune, who's likely to be the next majority leader, has signaled support for using this strategy if necessary. He argues that it's crucial to get Trump's nominees in place quickly and that all options are on the table.
Yeah, but there are arguments against a recess appointment as well. Some say it would circumvent the Senate's constitutional role and set a dangerous precedent.
So it's a fascinating dilemma. Do you go for the quick win with a recess appointment? Or do you fight it out in the Senate and risk a protracted battle?
Ultimately, the decision rests with President-elect Trump. He'll have to weigh the pros and cons carefully and decide what course of action is in the best interests of his administration and the country.
And then there's this wild card scenario that some commentators are throwing out there. What if the Senate does try to block Gates' confirmation? Governor DeSantis could potentially appoint him to fill Senator Rubio's seat, if Rubio is chosen for Secretary of State.
That would be a bold move by DeSantis, but it's certainly within the realm of possibility. It would put the Senate in a difficult position, forcing them to choose between having Gates as Attorney General or as a long-term colleague in the Senate.
So many possibilities, so much at stake. It's clear that this nomination is about much more than just one man. It's a pivotal moment in American politics, a test of wills, between two very different visions for the future of the country.
This is a battle for the soul of America, a clash between those who want to preserve the status quo and those who believe it's time for a radical change.
And the outcome of this battle will have far-reaching consequences, not just for the Justice Department, but for the very fabric of our democracy. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here, from Trump's overall strategy for his cabinet to the potential roadblocks Gates might face. But what does this all mean for the average American? Why should they care about who the attorney general is?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, the attorney general isn't just some faceless bureaucrat, right? They have immense power to shape the way laws are enforced, to prioritize certain issues over others, you know, to protect the rights of citizens while also ensuring public safety.
So it's not just about legal technicalities, right? It's about how our lives are actually impacted by the decisions made at the highest levels of the Justice Department.
Exactly. Think about it. Everything from how we address crime and terrorism to how we protect our environment and our civil liberties, it all falls under the purview of the Attorney General.
And with someone like Gates, who's known for his strong convictions and his willingness to challenge the status quo, it seems like there's potential for some pretty significant changes.
Absolutely. Gates has been a vocal advocate for criminal justice reform, for example. He believes that the current system is too focused on punishment and not enough on rehabilitation. He's also a strong supporter of law enforcement, but believes that we need to find ways to build trust between police and the communities they serve.
So there's potential for a more nuanced approach to crime and justice, one that's less about locking people up and more about addressing the root causes of crime.
That's certainly one possibility. Gates has also spoken out about the need to protect free speech and religious liberty. He's a staunch defender of the Second Amendment and believes that law-abiding citizens have the right to own firearms.
So we could see a shift in focus towards more conservative values, a greater emphasis on individual rights, and limited government.
It's certainly possible. But it's important to remember that the Attorney General is ultimately bound by the Constitution and the rule of law.
Right, so even with a strong personality like Gates at the helm, there are still checks and balances in place.
Exactly. The courts play a crucial role in ensuring that the Justice Department operates within the bounds of the law. And Congress has oversight authority as well.
So it's not like Gates can just come in and do whatever he wants. There's a whole system of accountability in place.
Precisely. And that's what makes our system of government so resilient. It's designed to prevent any one person or branch from accumulating too much power.
Well, this has been a truly fascinating deep dive. We've explored the potential implications of Gates' nomination from all angles, and it's clear that this is a pivotal moment in American politics.
Whether you agree with Gates' views or not, there's no denying that he's a force to be reckoned with. His nomination has shaken up Washington and sparked a national conversation about the future of the Justice Department. and the role of government in our lives.
It's a reminder that elections have consequences, and that the decisions made by those in power have a real impact on all of us.
So stay informed, stay engaged, and continue to ask those tough questions. The future of our country depends on it.